That is our humble prayer, dear Lord, that we will never cease to praise and worship you for what you have done in our lives, for what you are doing and what you continue to do. We thank you for 12 months under this year, the review, that you have been with us, Jehovah God, guiding us. You have protected us, you have provided for us, even providing us spiritual bread, physical bread, meeting all our needs according to your riches in glory. And we come now here to tell you thank you. As we say goodbye to this year 2017, dear Lord, may you speak to us even as we usher in the new year, so that we may know your will and know your mind. Speak to us, dear Lord, and forgive us our sins through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's appreciate the praise team. Bwana asifiwe. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Alive and breathing? Yes, we are happy to see this day. We are just enjoying the last 30 minutes of 2017 before we usher in the new year. And we thank the Lord for granting us an opportunity to be here to worship him. I'm sure many in this nation and other nations are welcoming the new year in various ways. There are people who go to the sanctuary to worship God. There are others who go to parties and they do party and they do clubbing and they drink all manner of things. There are also others who are celebrating it with the devil. And that's why we have so many accidents on our roads. So it's a privilege for us to be here welcoming the year with King Jesus, our Savior. Amen. I was appreciating the Lord for giving me another opportunity to usher the congregation into the new year for the last 5 years. 2013 I did it, 14, 15, 16, and this year. It's a miracle. Amen. Yeah, and I am very happy that we have been gathering here and other places to usher the new year. The message is that God is doing a new thing. It is in will do, but I want to talk about is doing, because he is now doing a new thing. I'm sure majority of us come from the corporate world, and in the corporate world there is a marketing strategy called rebranding. I'm sure you know rebranding. And I think the most famous company that does rebranding is Coca-Cola. I'm not a fan of sodas. I don't usually drink them. Maybe I drink one per year, especially in a party. But one time, there was a move that sugar was not very good for human beings. It was bringing obesity and other complications. And the company quickly went and created a soda. They called it Coke Zero. How many people take Coke Zero? Coke Zero, I can see customers are here. Then all of a sudden they discovered that, you know, people don't like zeros. If you are in school, at the language of zero is not very pleasing, isn't it? Especially if it has no numbers, even in money. You only like zeros when it has some other numbers before. And they have now come up with another rebranding. For those people who drink Coca-Cola, they are now calling the zero one Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Why do they keep on doing that? It's because they want to continue having what we call a competitive edge. They want to compete with their competitors. They want to remain in the market. And this is what God had done to the children of Israel. He had branded them my chosen people through the covenant that he had with Abraham. And they were to do a certain thing. They were to represent him, and they were to be a strategy whereby God would save all humankind. But due to some problems that arose, probably some sugar, I don't know what happened, they embarrassed God. They were given the Ten Commandments and God's ways of governing social lives. But they offended God and they tarnished their brand. And that is why the prophet Isaiah is sent by God in Isaiah from chapter 40 up to 66 to bring in a message of hope to the Israelites. Due to them tarnishing their brand, they had lost so many things. They lost their families. Of course, you know what happened during the exile times. They lost their land. They lost their blessings that God had promised Abraham, that I'm going to bless your people. Those who curse them, I will curse. Those who bless, I will bless. They lost this, and in their exile situation, they suffered from homesick, what we call nostalgia. So they were in a state of difficulties, disappointment. And that is why the prophet comes in now, reminding the Israelites, yes, the way God branded you many years ago, he still has good plans for you, and he will rebrand you by creating a new covenant. Because rebranding is about creating a new look and a new feel to an item. So through Jesus Christ, a promise is given here in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, that I will make things new. And for God to make things new, they were to do three things. Number one, they were to change their focus. They were to forget the former things. Of course, when you look at the history of the Israelites, they had succeeded in many areas. They had victories in their life. Remember how they overcame Egypt and its slavery, the way they went through the Red Sea, the way they conquered the enemies that they met on their way to the land of promise, defeating strong enemies like Philistines and the Moabites and the Amalekites, all those enemies ending with T-E-S. They even, at a particular time, survived a coup, a split. You remember what happened during the days of the son of Solomon? What was his name? Rehoboam. He promised people that he was going to rule them well. After he was called by elders for some advice. But he ended up doing the opposite, and the kingdom was subdivided into two. Just split into two. The northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. So they had so many successes in their life, in their walk with God. But God told them, those victories cannot help you in your situation now. When you start thinking about Egypt and how I delivered you, when you start thinking about my provision in the desert, the waters I provided, the manna I provided, the meat I provided, when you think about defeating your enemies and surviving that split, these things cannot help you because you are now in exile. You must be ready for me to do a new thing in your lives. Number two, they were also supposed to forget their failures. They had failed miserably. Look at the way they failed God. God did good, they gave him evil. God gave them a nice way of worshiping him, starting with the bearing of the Ark of the Covenant that they used to carry on their way, representing the presence of God. The Ten Commandments were in that Ark of the Covenant, and the cherubims and wherever, even the walking stick, was there, golden walking stick. I think it was Aaron's walking stick. Symbolically, they had even the tabernacle. God had taught them how to worship him. And eventually, they were provided with a nice temple that they used to really enjoy. Whenever they came to the temple, they would say, this temple, this temple, this temple, because they believed the presence of God was in that physical building. But they traded that with idolatry. They imitated the idols of the people of the day. Look at how they failed God. He gave them truth, they lived a lie. He gave them the commandments, and they thought they were just suggestions. I can do it when I want. I have my own rights. They refused to obey the commandments of God. They were given away, or actually the land of Canaan was flowing with milk and honey. That's a very fertile land, although we know it's a desert, but they have turned it into a fertile land. I'm sure we are importing some fruits and eggs from Israel today. But with whatever wealth God gave them, they oppressed the poor, the widows, and the fatherless. And even when God now brought his own son, they were expecting a political Messiah. A Messiah who would come to deliver them from the oppression of the kingdoms that were ruling them. Total failure. But even in this situation, God is telling them, forget about those failures. For I will do a new thing. The third thing they were supposed to do, still in that scripture that we have read, they were supposed to perceive what God was about to do. He is saying in that particular portion of scripture, verse 19, see, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? They did not know when the Lord had visited them. They were still complaining in exile. If you look at Psalm 137 during your free time, they could not even sing. By the rivers of Jordan, we could not even sing. They felt lonely. They felt rejected. They felt as if God was not there to take care of their needs. But God asked them to perceive, to sense, to recognize that God was in their midst doing a new thing. And for those who did it, they saw the Son of Man being born. Not everyone rejected God in Israel. To those who received his name, he gave them power to be called the children of God. And that is how we were born also as the new Israel, the church. And this is the message that God is giving us this evening. As we usher in the new year, I want to keep on looking at my Google time. It's 23 minutes to 2018. Amen. We are the new Israel as the church. By virtue of what Jesus did. And apart from what Jesus did, we would have been nothing. Because even as we were growing, we discovered that all the times I would see a portrait of Jesus being a white man, and Satan being a black man with a tail. But because of Jesus Christ, who never looks at our color, some of us who are moved around the world, you know that there are some people who still regard us in accordance to our color, skin color. Even they think that we cannot reason. We cannot be scholars. But our God is not a God of favoritism. Regardless of our status, our background, our color, he came and died for us. He came and ushered in this new dawn, the dawn of the new covenant. And he's demanding from us again the three things that he demanded from the Israelites. But for him to do a new thing, because he is doing a new thing and he will do a new thing, we must also change our focus. I'm sure when you look at the year 2017, there are many things that have happened in your life. You have been healthy. God has provided for your basic needs. Some of us graduated this year, hands up, with a degree, diploma. I can see hands. Lift them. Yeah? Some of us got married this year. Whichever it is, whether it is that one of the bush or the church one. Hata hiyo nayo ni marriage. Inua mkono. Kuna mtu ameonekaniwa mwaka huu, hata ile ya majani. Amen? God has provided for us in so many. Our families have been blessed with Babies, let me see new babies. I'm sure you have baptized so many. Yeah, I can see grad babies also. I can see hookers and shoshos lifting their hands. Some were sick and got admitted and God healed them. Amen. Some got grieved but God comforted them. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying, don't dwell on those victories. You are dwelling on victories, you create what we call status quo. As I was meditating upon this scripture, I remembered when I was in high school, when we were playing games like football or volleyball and we would score, and the fan or the spectators would say, we want another one, just like the other one. The Lord Jesus is saying this evening, it is not another one, just like the other one. He is making things new. God is not doing recycling. God is not doing cosmetic surgery to us. Hallelujah. When he visits your body, he wants to do a new thing in your body. He wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit to be able to conquer the devil the way you never conquered him in 2017. Hallelujah. He wants to bless us with godly offsprings. Because that is the desire of God, that we should not just manufacture babies, but we should manufacture godly children. Children with values, children who fear God. So it is not another one, just like, that is why God is saying, even that victory, forget. That car that you bought, within 1 year it has lost some value, I'm sure. That salvation that you received 2017, God requires you to go to another level spiritually. Pressing on towards what? Maturity as you enter into the new year and the prophets will prophesy about a new theme. It is not recycling. It is not plastic surgery. It is doing a new thing. And for him to do a new thing in you, thank him for that victory. Hallelujah. I thank him for the ministry of St. Andrews for what he has done. But I don't want to dwell on that. I'm seeing a revival in this parish in 2018. With many people believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. With many souls being transformed. It's all about the successes of yesterday. It's about what God is about to do through Jesus Christ. Behold, he is making things new. Amen. Even disappointments and pains, we have had pains in the past. I have seen people lifting hands who had sick people who were sick, who got grieved, who got pained, who got divorced, who got rejected, who got dropped by their boyfriends and girlfriends. And I usually encourage the youth to keep on telling them, beautiful ones and handsome ones are not yet born. Amen? Don't be so disappointed because you ulikataliwa. By the way, did you even pray well? Had you prayed for a wife or a husband? So probably what God did was good for you. Because you are doing it out of your own effort. So those pains that we have come through, our nation has suffered a lot of pains, especially from August. Everybody was calling us, writing emails to us, even when we go to visit them outside the country. Oh, what is happening to Kenya? What is wrong with you? It's as if you are having a political recurring decimal. You vote, it is disbanded, you start again. So we thought we would continue and continue with this recurring decimal that cannot be rounded off to the nearest anything. But the Lord gave us victory. Give him a clap for that. So even for those pains, the Lord is saying, because if you consider your pains in the past, you cannot receive the blessings of the new year. Shed them off. Amen? People who hurt you, forgive them. Jesus said that you should forgive how many times? 70 times? 7. Whatever that means, 7 is a number of completeness. It may mean 490 times. If you take it literally, you can say 70 times 7 is 490. Can you imagine forgiving someone 490 times that you are recording? On Monday, I forgive her. It is even very cumbersome. So So Jesus was trying to tell us, forgive people all the time. So release people. Release people in your family line who hurt you. Release people in your place of work, in your school, in your business. Those people who conned you. Those people who took your money and never paid back. I'm not saying you forgive the debt, but just release them. And if God says that it's your jubilee, then forgive them the debt. Somebody told me that if you want to be safe, lend the money that you won't feel a pinch when it is not paid. Mashika hiyo. You lend what you won't feel pain when it is not paid. So release these things, because we cannot go to 2018 with the burdens. They must be lifted. God is saying, behold, I'm doing a new thing. But you must forget your victories. You must forget your failures. You must forget your pains. You must forget your sorrows. You must forget your disappointments. And number three, you must perceive. You know, there are some people who don't perceive what God is doing in their midst. The Lord came long time ago and answered your prayer. You are still doing a supplication rather than a thanksgiving. And the reason why you can't see is because your heart is hard. It's because you are full of a critical heart. I'm sure there are so many things that God has done in your family, but maybe you have not seen them because you always see negative things. What is not done is what you see most. I'm sure there are so many things. I was looking at His Excellency the President doing the New Year message, and we have to pray that it doesn't matter who is on the throne, but we need to respect that people has put on the throne. Hallelujah. I may not be the oldest minister in St. Andrews. Our president may not be the oldest man at State House, but the things that people write down there, I'm sure you go down there in YouTube and you see how people comment. I tell God, God help these people so that they may not suffer from the curse of mockery because of mocking people that God has put in positions. Because there's nothing. Some of them could not see anything. They were commenting very negatively. And I don't know where the CIDs went. Kwani hii freedom iko namna gani? Mtu anatukana tu, mtu hivyo tu, na unaenda tu. Okay. Hata hawa samehewe. Katika jina la Yesu. So if you look at our nation, there are many nice things that have happened. If you look at what Honorable Matiang'i has done, despite having many of them who didn't manage a C+, there is some reforms we are seeing in the education system, isn't it? Some roads are improving. In my village now, I can drive all the way up to home. It's not a tarmac road, but it's a Maram road, which we never had before. So it's good for you to perceive. Because I'm sure God is going to do a new thing in your life in 2018, but you cannot perceive it because you are very critical. I usually share an illustration that when you go to visit a home, a nice home. Of course, I mean, majority of us are blessed with a nice home. It doesn't have to be big, but a nice home, a clean home with some tiles and a carpet and a nice dining table and a nice sofa. It doesn't matter whether you are given during your wedding, but you still take care of it for the last 30 years. And you are given nice meal. And on the ceiling, you find a cobweb. There are some areas where we don't reach when we are cleaning our houses. I am sure Salome has done a good job. Clap for her. I can't see one in the church. And you keep on focusing on a cobweb. You may come out of that house with a cobweb only. It's always good to count your blessings. We sang a song, Count Your Blessings. Talk about a nice television that you saw in that house, a nice sofa, a nice plate, a nice spoon, a nice, you know, even the relationship there is nice. Keep counting your blessings. When you look at the ministers of St. Andrews, don't just be critical. I'm sure for those many years, some of us have stayed here, including my Mwalimu professor.
Kuna kakitu kamoja tu amefanya for those many years. I think he has over 20 years in St. Andrews. Focus on that one thing. Amen? Look at your spouse and focus on that one thing that your spouse has done. Look at your boss, regardless of how harsh he she is. At least you have your job intact. That teacher, regardless of how they are, that teacher has helped you to achieve your education goals. Our nation and the leaders in this nation, regardless of how we are, because we are still struggling, let's count our blessings and thank God that we have leaders. And I'm sure during that period of agony in our nation, I started imagining how people live without leaders. You are there, you are leading a nation, people are telling you are incumbent. I don't know, you can't do what? Let's be appreciating people God has given us to lead us. Amen? Perceive what God will do. Because I'm sure God does many things, but he goes unthanked many times. Learn to count your blessings in 2018. Because I'm sure he has done a lot in 2017. So God is doing a new thing. God is restoring us in 2018. God is renaming us. You know, there are some people in the Bible who had names that were very negative. Jacob had a name called Jacob, a conman. And you know, names during the days of the Jews were very powerful. They had a meaning. So when he was named Jacob, he became a conman. He conned his brother Esau of his inheritance. He goes to his uncle running away. Then he cons him again of his livestock. He was a conman all the time until he had an encounter with God, and God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. The struggle, the one who has struggled with God and has won. God is going to rename you. There are many names you have been given by your family members. Maybe they have been calling you Sumbua because you keep on asking money from them. The Lord is changing your name. Amen? Yes. They call you the poor one. They call you the one who is not born again. 2018, Jesus is saving people in the name of Jesus. He is changing your name the way he changed Paul from Saul, a murderer, a persecutor of the church. Maybe you have been persecuting St. Andrews for a long time. Rather than praying for the church, you frustrate the ministry through your talk, through your lack of even supporting with your time, talent, and treasure. You say, I won't give it. I won't give my time. 2018, the Lord is ready to change your name into a supporter, somebody who has a burden for ministry. Maybe you have been tribal. Because tribalism is very rampant in our nation. The Lord is going to change your name also to be someone who recognizes other tribes as your own brother and sister. All my life I have been with people of other tribes. My form one mate was Aluo. He was called Philip Oluoch. Aluo. My majority of minister friends are Meru and other tribes. Because I don't know why we should regard others by their. And I'm sure one day you'll be like Tanzania one day and decide that no speaking of our mother tongue in offices. I went to Britam one time, and I'm sorry if you work there. Before I entered in there, I wanted a sticker. I knew majority of those workers come from which area of Kenya. In Britam. I'm proud to be a Kyuk, but I want also to appreciate other people as my brothers. And don't hate yourself because you didn't choose. You didn't apply to be born a Maasai. You didn't apply to be born a Aluo. You didn't apply to be a citizen of Kenya. Let's be people who tolerate each other. God is also resurrecting. There are areas in your life that were dead in 2017. In his newness, in his business of making people new, he's going to resurrect those things that were dying. Whether it's your spiritual life, Whether it is your relationships, Bwana amejiandaa kufufua mambo ambayo yalikuwa yamekufa katika mwaka wa 2017. Hallelujah. Are you ready? I can hear yes, it's 5 minutes to 2018. Yes. May that yes be yes. 3 minutes. Okay, correct me. I don't know what's happened to my Google time. Actually, my watch is even better. As we receive the new year, church, let us trust in God's goodness to make things new in Christ. Let us change our focus. Forget the past victories. They create status quo. Forget the past hurts and disappointments. They may discourage you from receiving 2018 blessings. Perceive what God wants to do for us and walk in that newness of Christ. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.